Our next guest, he probably had a few head clashes over his time, but he seemed to turn out all right. James Podziadli, he was announced as the new defensive coach down at the Adelaide Football Club, and he joins us now. Hey, Pods, how are you?
Bix, thanks for having me on. Hey, Rowie, how are you going?
J-Pod.
Exciting time for you going forward. We spoke to you only a couple of weeks ago, and you said you had a few irons in the fire. You weren't quite sure what your role was going to be at Adelaide, but a bit bigger than we perhaps thought, and you're going to be a full-time assistant coach.
Yeah, absolutely, and a little bit bigger than when I spoke to you that time that I thought as well. But look, the opportunity to be involved with the club was always going to be there, but to be involved full-time is something that really excites me, and I sort of wanted to grab the opportunity. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
So what changed, Pods, from the last time we spoke?
Oh, look, I think the opportunity, I didn't know it was actually there at the time, but it did that change within the football department. And I suppose the last 2 weeks, really being able to focus my time on Reactivate Group, which is my business, and actually get people in there that I trust now and expand the team is going to allow me to sort of focus all my energy on coaching. So there's a few things that I still have to take place within the business, but I think that's probably the main thing that's allowed me to make this decision to move forward.
It's also an enormous vote of confidence in yourself and your ability to coach and teach, because not many players who come straight out of the game go straight into that line coaching role. Often they go into a development role. So clearly they like what they saw with a lot of the work you've done over the past 2 years.
Yeah, I suppose that's up to them to make a comment on or knows and that. But from my perspective, I think I'm pretty grateful for the... I know I am very grateful for the opportunity, but I think the experience I've had with the time I spent in the game, I think I've learned a lot. And, coaches like you I've had as well, Big. So I can hopefully impart that sort of knowledge and that skill set to the players now.
So what exactly is the role, Pods? You're just giving Bix a big head wobble behind the desk here, but that's okay.
Assistant coach and focusing on the backs and defence.
Okay, and it's obviously full-time, yeah?
Yep, absolutely.
And what do you think of the Crows' defence right now? Are there any gaps? Where's the improvement need to come from?
Look, I'm just sort of working my way through that now. I've only started getting there today and got underway. But look, I think every area of our game has to improve, and defence is no different. I mean, I'm really excited that Don's bringing a new system, whether it's attack and defence. So once we grasp those concepts and teach it to the players, I've got no doubt that we can improve on all areas.
Has he sold that system to you? Have you been able to sit down with Pikey?
Yes, we have, yeah, and we're sort of working our way through it. So on a high level, but I think the next week or so before the players get back, we'll refine that and then just work through our language and how we're going to go about teaching it.
Just there is some good young talent in the back half. You look at Lever, Hardigan, Brown, Laird, Hampton, Seedsman, Gore, Wigg, all young players. So clearly some younger blokes that you can look to improve to go with blokes like Daniel Talley, who's a bit more experienced.
Yeah, I had a look at the makeup of our backline today, actually, and I think that I don't think we're as young as what people think. I think most of our guys now sit in the bracket of 5 years plus experience. We do have a couple guys with Lever, Jake Kelly, and Rory Laird, who was actually close to us here, who are haven't been in the system that long. But the rest of the guys, I think it's we're about to see some great football from him, and I'm really excited to be a part of that.
And you've also got an offside. Have you working with Paul Thomas? Do you know much about Paul?
I hadn't known much about him, but the last week we spent some time together and caught up. But obviously his record from a SNFL perspective and his story, he's obviously been on AFL list before, so he knows what it's about, especially from that development role. And I've got no doubt that I'll be leaning on him at times throughout the year to learn on from his experience.
Will you have to fight to keep B. Smith in that back half?
I will do anything I can to keep him in the back half. I think the way we've played in the past and the way we want to play forward, I mean, guys like Brody who have got good skills and make good decisions back half where there's heaps of required players, and we've got a couple of them, and Brody's one of them.
And you're going to have your best kickers in the back half too. I think that's pretty important, isn't it, Pods?
I'd like to have Eddie Betts down there and Done. Walker.
All right, well, there you go. Hey, I didn't realise you're a mental health ambassador with the state government. Will you continue those sort of roles?
Yeah, that was for Mental Health Week, and I will work with the SA Health to work through some mental health stuff throughout the year as well. I mean, it's a really important area, and it's great that we're actually starting to talk about mental health. And I think there's a stigma associated with mental health for years and years, and now we're starting to talk about it. I think it's a really positive sign. As you know, guys, that we went through a tough time with the club this year, and our mental health was challenged, and the way that we dealt with it was to talk about scenarios and things like that, and it definitely helped us deal with the issues.
Some people, when the announcement was made, say James Podziadli played most of his footy in the forward line. He's coaching defence. Do you want to just explain how that works? And I guess you still have the ability to do that job and do it really well?
Yeah, no doubt. I think one thing I do learn is what I hate as a forward, what I used to hate defenders doing to me. So I do want to pass that to the playing group from the defensive point of view. But I did play some footy down back, and I think I was a bit more proactive with my positioning as a back when I played. So there's some other things I can teach our defenders on that. I think one thing I've learned in football, and you know this, Bix, and you too, Roy, is that football is really grey. There's not much black and white. But if we can increase a player's a toolkit to forge their way through the grey, and that's going to be my focus, and giving our backs more tools when it's in attack, but also more tools in defence. And I think I've learned a lot on both sides of the ground.
I don't know whether this is a silly question, but are you excited about next year, what this group can hold?
Yes, I am. I'm very excited, but I'm also pretty level about it because I don't want to make too many over-the-top calls. But I think that...
Geez, that didn't take long, Potts, for that coaching hat to get put on?
I learnt from the best. I think the group has had a fantastic development period in the last 2 to 3 years. And I think with Don coming in and spending some time with Don this week, I didn't know too much about him. I hadn't met him before, but his knowledge is fantastic from a football perspective. It's A1, but his people management skills and his business acumen, I think we're going to see some great things from him. So I'm really excited to what he can bring to the group and the club.
Now, talk this one with me, J-Pod. Paddy who? We'll say it together. Paddy who? We've forgotten him already. Actually, when are we going fishing, Bix? Is that next month?
9th of Patrick December, Day? Yeah.
Still not a dirty word yet, anyway.
I think from what I've seen, I think the footy club did a fantastic job in their trade month or whatever it was, and I think the net result for us is some young kids with lots of speed that are going to provide the group with not only depth but actual talent. So I think as a club we've done really well.
James, just an email from who said, could you please ask James how Don Pike settled into his new role? Has he rolled his sleeves up and is he getting down the business?
Yeah, I met with Don today late in the day, and he went meeting back to back from 8 a.m. to I think 5:30. So wow. He is definitely sleeves rolled up, and he's ready to go. But he's a fantastic character. Mm. I look forward to the members really getting to know him.
Good work, J-Pod. Congratulations again on that Reactivate group. I'm sure that'll fly. You'll be still there with them, and congratulations on that mental health ambassador's role with the state government. But we're excited about next year, and you'll be a part of it. J-Pod, our guest.
Thanks, guys.
Well done.
Yeah, James Podziadli, I don't think there's any doubt that he'll be really good at that. I think David Noble mentioned when he announced it, he said he'd pretty much done his apprenticeship over the last 12 months, a lot actually, say the last 24. He worked really closely with a lot of the young key position players, and he imparts that knowledge really well one-on-one.